This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One thing I don't really love is my iPhone. I'm an iPhone consumer. I think I'm right now on the iPhone Super Size 6. And just when I'm feeling like, okay, maybe it was a good buy, maybe I don't feel like I got taken, and, you know, apparently there's this big iPhone 7 launch, and all the headlines are talking about this iPhone 7 launch, but I guess Amazon accidentally revealed the iPhone 7 before Apple did. According to the Business Insider, a product page on Amazon.com just seemingly confirmed a few details and rumors about the iPhone 7 ahead of the launch this afternoon. And this is what they're telling us. Okay, so here's a scoop. The iPhone 7 Plus is going to have a dual camera. I don't really know what that means. Do you guys want to know what that means? They said the regular iPhone 7 will have a single camera that appears larger than previous generation iPhone cameras. The camera, to me, works fine. The accessories product page offers only Bluetooth headphones, hinting at the possibility that the iPhone 7 will not have a headphone jack. They said the name of the new iPhone is iPhone 7, so I guess for those of you guys that have bets going on, I guess that's all the scoop. Personally, I really don't give a damn. I mean, I'm just not that excited about it. But right now, there's supposed to be this big live event. So, obviously, we are not going to interrupt my show for breaking news. Okay, this is not, to me, breaking news. Now, if something happens to Michael Fassbender coming to Las Vegas looking for me, that's breaking news. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Zika's been in the news a lot as there's been an absolute cluster going on with the Senate on trying to approve funding. Apparently, as they're trying to pull funds to pay for Zika and pull away from Planned Parenthood, it's causing a major stall. There's also some issues with the Confederate flag, and I don't know what the heck is going on right now in the Senate, but apparently Zika funding is stalled when, like I said, there really should be a big bank or a safe, right, big kind of safe locked up area of all our tax money divided up into food, for security, for vector illnesses such as this, and they should be able to just go into the vault and use it. None of this, well, let's take money from here, or let's try to fight over who still needs more money. I don't understand. It sounds like Planned Parenthood is still getting a lot of money despite the Affordable Care Act. So I'm not really sure what's going on with that, but we'll keep you guys posted. It's frustrating because, you know, why is women reproductive health and funding for that when we already have the Affordable Care Act still in the mix of all this? Because now people are going to blame Planned Parenthood for Zika not going through, it shouldn't even be an issue. But Planned Parenthood, unfortunately, has somehow gotten into the headlines of being a big crux of this topic, and you just have, I guess, too many entities really relying on government dollars, and I don't understand where all our tax money is going. If Planned Parenthood was supposed to get X amount of dollars, then that should have just been that, and I don't understand why it's pulling away from these other resources. And it is. That's just what's happening. Miami Beach is fighting Zika now with a chemical that is worrying a lot of people, saying that it could cause birth defects. They said Miami Beach residents are blasting their officials after the city announced Tuesday that it's going to fight Zika with a chemical blend that could pose dangers to pregnant women. This chemical that we talked about, Nalid or Nailed, will be spread from specialized trucks together with environmentally friendly and organic bacteria called BTI. This Nalid or Nailed chemical killed off a whole bunch of bees in South Carolina. So I believe so. I don't know how excited a lot of people are with that being sprayed near them. They say, according to Lauren McGowan, a spokesperson for the company hired by Miami-Dade County to do the spraying, said this BTI is very benign to humans. The powerful neurotoxin has been banned across the European Union and harshly decried in Puerto Rico, they said, which is one of the world's obviously worst affected Zika zones. Officials there claim that this chemical could result in babies developing behavioral issues. They say a droplet of this touches a mosquito, it will kill the mosquito pretty much instantaneously. This can kill essentially everything. So the CDC and the EPA say, look, it's safe. The chemical is safe, but, you know, nobody really seems to trust the government these days. Florida Governor Rick Scott said the CDC has recommended Miami Beach deploy helicopters for the spraying missions, but Miami Beach Commissioner Michael Grieco said locals are not very happy about the idea. They definitely do not want it here. The governor has a job to do, and but at the same time, he's not boots on the ground here in Miami Beach. We are. We know what the people of Miami Beach want. So now there's this big concern on whether to spray or not to spray. Now, as of August 31st, the CDC has reported over 2,700 cases of Zika in the continental U.S., most of which were travel and not mosquito brought. And then the second most common is the sexual transmission of it. So, you know, here's my problem with this. I mean, yeah, you have a chemical that can very easily kill the mosquitoes. You have less dangerous chemicals out there that don't seem to do as good a job. And this aerial spraying makes everybody nervous, especially when you hear a whole bunch of bees died. And so, you know, people aren't concerned that, okay, well, I'm going to die right then and there. They're worried, are they going to be exposed to something that's going to later cause cancer? You know, every time we mess with nature, we get bit. And this is something that I don't know what the answer is. Okay, and you know, there's still a lot of flirtations with the theory that this whole Zika outbreak happened because we started messing with the mosquitoes to fight malaria. Zika's been around since the 40s. Why now is it causing such havoc? Why? Well, one theory is we started messing around with the mosquitoes to fight malaria. And when a lot of those mosquitoes were released in Brazil, seemed to be the same epicenter. Now, I'm not saying that's what the case is. I don't want to be, you know, spreading conspiracy theories, but it reminds us we need to be very, very careful when we start to mess with nature. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back. Here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so this is an interesting email. Trey writes, I always learned with women, you need to play hard to get. I'm 32 and tired of being single. When I meet someone, I'm friendly, but I don't give out my number and I don't ask for a number right out the gate. When should you ask for someone's number? That, you know, he kind of goes on, you know, about social media and stuff. And that, okay, so real quickly here. The idea of playing hard to get is an old one. And I think it's very misguided. No. Playing hard to get doesn't really work, okay? Because if I don't think you're interested in me, I'm not going to get my hopes up. Okay, you know, people need hope. They need to look forward to something. And nowadays, it's very different because, and I'm not saying this to insult the millennials or the newer generation, but you don't want to put as much work into something. Okay? I mean, in the olden days, so I grew up hearing about how things were back in the 50s. Right? Okay, so when I was a little kid in the 70s and 80s, you heard about how your parents dated in the 50s and 60s, and then how your grandparents dated during World War II. And it looked like a lot of work. It looked like there was a lot of waiting. It looked like if you met somebody, you had to, you know, you guys flirted, and then maybe you ran into each other a few months later, and then maybe you decided to go to the malt shop or whatever, and then you had to go over to her house and meet her parents on the porch, and then walk her or drive her somewhere. And I know the movies, you know, seem to, really clean it up a little bit, but unfortunately our parents and grandparents still all kind of stick to the same story, where meeting somebody and courting them was a multiple months process. And so now you don't have that desire, that wait. You know, like Tom was talking about earlier, you know, people are so entrenched with social media that they don't have the incentive to actually sit there and talk and, you know, et cetera. There was this movie that was on. I was watching it. It came on. I don't really know the actor. He was in Pearl Harbor. It was called 40 Days and 40 Nights. It wasn't the one with Harrison Ford. It was a different movie where I guess he decided for Lent to do without sex. And so he meets somebody, and I'm like, okay, well, it's only 40 days, no big deal. And I guess the whole movie was about how the relationship was going to fall apart because they weren't having sex after their first date or within the first 7 days. I'm like, we're only talking 40 days. I mean, in the olden days, you waited till you were married. So when I saw that movie, you know, it opened my eyes to the expectations that the relationship is going to completely fall apart if there's no sex within the first week. I mean, how do you guys do it? That has got to be so crazy. I don't even know. So now, here you are doing the hard-to-get routine, which we did back in the 80s and the 90s, which worked for us a little bit. Because we're like, well, if they really want me, they need to show me. They need to drive to my house. They need to write me a letter. They need to call me and leave a message on my answering machine. You don't have that now. Somebody may really be into you, and their text may be, what's up? I mean, that may be their text to you. And you have to try to infer from that, what's up? Hi. You have to infer from that if there's love. If that is your Mr. Right or your Mrs. Right, is this the person that's going to have your babies later? From, you know, hi, or an emoji. I don't know how you guys do it. I would be going absolutely crazy, staring at my phone, trying to figure out what that meant. So, no, you got to be careful with the hard to get. So now you're 32. Okay, you're tired of being single. You got to be careful. Once you start saying that you're tired of being single, now you're going to start to have that desperate look about you. So you got to be careful about that. And that's my question. Why are you tired of being single? Why do you want to be in a relationship so badly? Is it because you want to get married? Is it because you want to have kids? Is it because your mom is giving you crap? Is it because you are really falling for people? And then you're getting broken, you're getting dumped, and you have trouble going to work the next day and dealing with the aftermath of that. You know, are you getting STDs? And, you know, when somebody says they're tired of being single and they're a 32-year-old guy, okay, in my generation, all right, it was okay. Well, probably because, you know, they want to get married, they want to start a family. Well, people are not getting married and starting a family anymore that way. So why is it that you're tired of being single? Okay, and then we need to identify that. Is it because when you're getting dumped, it is completely destroying your day, month, year. Well, then maybe you're falling too hard. Then maybe what we need to do is we need to address, you know, how much you're going to emotionally invest into a relationship that might not be at that same level that you are. If it's because you're tired of getting an STD, well, that's as easy as using a condom or not, you know, engaging in promiscuous sex. Is it because all your other friends are dating and have a girlfriend and you don't? Okay, well, just because all your other friends are dating doesn't mean unfortunately that's a big driving force. But, you know, if everybody's going out as couples and you're not, trust me, you being the single guy of the group, we wouldn't pick up on that. And boy, wow. It's actually attractive, believe it or not. Not that there's something wrong with you. See, it's very interesting. You know, some women, they really want somebody who's a boyfriend or a husband. I don't. That's a turnoff. For me, I need them to have a pulse and I need them to be available. Okay, so I wouldn't, you know, so that could be a big, big magnet. Okay, for women later. So let's say you meet somebody. When is the most appropriate time to get a phone number? Well, you can now change the whole conversation of phone numbers. Okay, so rather than saying, hi, can I have my phone number so I can call you on a date? They don't have that conversation anymore. So now the easiest way to do it is, okay, let's say you guys are talking and there's something that you guys like in common. Okay, let's say you guys are big into Star Wars. Okay, and the Star Wars trailer hasn't come out yet, even though it has. Okay, and you guys realize that. You go, okay, give me your number so I can text you when this comes out, and I'll send it to you when I get it. All right, where you're not talking about taking them out, you're just talking about give me your number, or not like that, but do you want me to text you when I, you know, or do you want me to Facebook you or whatever? So, or find me on Facebook. Find me on Facebook is probably one of the easiest non-intrusive ways to connect with somebody. And it appears that more people are on Facebook than they are actually using their phone or doing phone calls, which is why I don't think we're really going to see much about the brain cancer and phones, because more people now communicate visually and by typing than by talking anyway. So I would if I met somebody, I'm married, but if I met somebody and, you know, we hit it off and I want to make sure that we are able to communicate after this, the best thing to do is make sure you have like a lead-in of something that needs to connect you in the future, you know? So, like, for example, I have a friend that every time there's a game on, we'll text each other. So, you know, okay, I'm going to talk to you next time the Cowboys play. And then we text. And, so you have that where we are going to be talking again. Okay, this isn't the last time you're seeing me. And that doesn't throw your heart out on your sleeve. That doesn't make you completely vulnerable. But it lets that other person know that you guys are going to be around. Okay? Now, if it looks like you guys are hitting it off more, okay, you could say, look, I'm going to be, you know, I'm always here on Friday nights. So you got to be careful with that, though, because she could be very intimidated that you're going to be with another woman and when she runs into you. So you got to kind of, I would be very careful about, well, I'm always here or something like that. You have to make it look like you guys have something very unique that you're going to be either talking about or texting or Facebooking each other on or connecting some way. Because if she is into you, some women don't mind the fight. Others do. Okay, same thing with guys. You know, I was like, okay, I can make my husband jealous dating somebody else. If he thinks I'm already a used shoe, he's not going to want me. So you need to somehow look like that they have your undivided attention, which is very rare for men to have, right? The undivided attention when we're talking, but just pretend like you do. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Rebel up. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. You have no idea. Another thing we really appreciate is those of you who have been donating blood this week. It is National Blood Donation Week. We created here to help blood banks all across the United States, as I believe we have about 33 governors who have already proclaimed state blood donation days. Governor Cuomo's office from New York has reached out. They had declared a volunteer blood donor month in January, and so we have obviously a very supportive governor and state for blood donation as well in that. So it shows, you know, it doesn't always take money to make good things happen and to save lives. So whatever you could do in terms of blood donation, please, if you can't donate blood, at least spread the word. Go to my website at National Blood Donation. Go to drdahlia.com and find the National Blood Donation Week link. Click on that. And if you could spread it, just spread the news. That's going to help save lives. And if you could host a drive later this year, that would be just, it would throw me in tickles. So please, whatever you could do to help save lives, because as you can see, it takes a group effort, and it takes not only a village, it takes a nation to save a nation. Now, this is interesting, all right? This is a very interesting study that talks about older people and extreme heat and electric fans. They say elderly people who use electric fans during extreme heat may have higher heart rates and core temperatures compared to having no fan. So the fan could actually make it worse for them. They say for younger people, using a fan delays elevations in heart rate and core temperature by speeding up sweat evaporation from the skin. But older people do not sweat as much, so their bodies react differently. This is according to co-author Craig Crandall of the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas. Says one of the biggest fears that we have about the study is we'll have people stop using fans, and that's not what we want. They say this is specific to very extreme conditions. At lower temperatures, fans could be beneficial, but not in extreme heat. Crandall and his co-authors studied 3 men and 6 women between the ages of 60 and 80 in the Dallas and Fort Worth areas. The participants wore shorts and a sports bra in a room maintained at about 107 degrees Fahrenheit, or 42 degrees Celsius. And they did this for about 100 minutes. The relative humidity of the room increased from 30% to 70% by the end of the session. They did not drink water during the session. Now, each participant completed this heat test on separate days, one with a 16-inch electric fan facing them from 1 meter away and once without the fan. Researchers measured their heart rates, core temperatures, and sweat loss, looking for the relative humidity level where each participant's heart rate and core temperature began to increase rapidly, called critical relative humidity. They say other than for one participant whose core temperature and heart rate did not start to increase rapidly, there were small differences in the humidities, etc., for the fan and the no fan test, and the heart rate, they say, the heart rate rapid increase began at about 53% humidity and 56% without a fan. For core temperature, the average inflection point occurred at 65% with a fan and 63% without a fan. So basically got worse with the fan. Now, why? Well, apparently the temperatures in this study were trying to model the 1995 Chicago heat wave. And they say rarely do we have these types of extreme conditions, but I think actually we're going to probably see more. And they say the older you get, the less you sweat under heat stress. But sweating is what helps your body adapt to the heat. That's what cools you off. They say some young people may complain that they sweat too much, but as long as you stay hydrated and replace the fluids lost, your body is working properly. So obviously there's a lot of limitations to the testing. They say the fans worked best if you were younger or if it was about 96.8 degrees, but we don't know what about the older adults. And what is so smart about a study like this is it allows us to have this conversation that adults do things differently. Okay? You know, when it comes to our body mechanics, we think that we're the same. You know, I mean, I still think I'm the way I was when I was 16. So I'm like, okay, I don't understand this. Why do I gain weight when I just smell pizza? That makes no sense. Okay, it's because we're different now. We are, we're different. And so, and your body starts to change. I mean, we just react differently. And so, we forget that when we're older, here you are going, well, I could be outside, or I could have alcohol, or I mean, how many of us noticed the difference when we started drinking? And to the point now where if you have something, oh my gosh, you feel sick. Our bodies change. Even medications. Your medications start to change too, such that you will take them in a medication and it'll be enough, but all of a sudden now it doesn't seem to be enough anymore, or it's going to be too much. So it's just something we need to be very cognizant of. Now, this is very interesting. A study came out on asthma attacks, and they say taking vitamin D supplements along with your asthma medication may cut the risk of severe asthma attacks. They say it's not clear whether the benefits are seen only if you're low in vitamin D, but 17 million U.S. adults and 6 million children have asthma. And according to the CDC, 3,600 people died in the year 2013 from asthma. 3,600 people. Now, usually we're supposed to get our vitamin D from the sun, exposure to sunlight, okay, or through diet. And low levels of vitamin D have been linked to an increased risk of having asthma attacks. So researchers from Cochrane Review Team reviewed the evidence in clinical trials that looked at whether asthma control improved with vitamin D supplements. They examined results of studies of 435 children and 658 adults from the UK, Canada, India, Japan, Poland, and the US. They were an ethnically diverse group, reflecting a range of geographic settings. They say most people taking part had mild to moderate asthma, and then you had some with severe. The studies looked at 6 to 12 months, and it involved vitamin D taking as supplements. And guess what? They found that those who took vitamin D had fewer hospitalizations or emergency room visits or severe asthma attacks, dropped from 6% to 3%. So that's dropped by half. No increase in side effects if they took the vitamin D. So, does a vitamin D improve the lungs? Does it improve the asthma symptoms day to day? Not entirely, no. But they think what it is it's preventing the asthma exacerbations from being worse. So, it's one of those things where, personally, I think we need to go back a couple steps and look at kids today. And one thing that's very, very interesting is the children, they're just not playing outside like they used to. Now, my brother played outside and he still had severe asthma. So, asthma still existed. But, in terms of the severity, I wonder if it has to do with us not being outside and us not getting sun, etc. Now, speaking of asthma, we have another study. The drug, the Montelukast or Singulair, that has been prescribed to kids aged 2 to 14 for intermittent, mild, persistent, or exercise-induced asthma, now may be having a warning as it's been linked to serious psychotic episodes in kids. And parents want new warning labels. Melanie said her 6-year-old son Harrison suffered from what his doctors called a psychotic breakdown. Melanie said her usually friendly, affectionate child began flying into uncontrollable rages, upending furniture, gnashing his teeth with his face. He was in rage, and so they figured it was the chewable Singulair tablet. So there's been some adverse events reported, like suicidal thoughts, 8 reports of depression. They say Harrison has been taking the drug since he was 2 years old. She said it changed his behavior and the problems became worse as he got older. She said when he was 4 years old, he started to make comments about wanting to die. So this is some scary stuff. So you have pediatricians finding that some patients report nightmares, temper tantrums, sadness, etc. So, this is Singulair, very good medicine we've used on many individuals, but we may need to be careful when it comes to kids. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout?
using tested military designs. The Solark EMP hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, we've created a National Blood Donation Week. September 4th to September 10th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 10th is National Blood Donation Day. Governors in multiple states have declared their state blood donation day to be September 10th, and we are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. See, when a crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And since thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis, blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. So while your governor's office is working on the proclamation, please sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com or follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. And if you have a medical question, please feel free to call. Or you can also email us at drdahlia.com. I don't care even if it's a hard question, okay? I mean, you know, I don't act like I know all the answers. And if I don't, I try to find somebody who does. We're here to help you. We've been doing this now for years. And we're glad that you guys come to us. We really are. Somebody did call yesterday. I had been off air because I had been donating blood. And somebody had called wanting for me to play a song, and I'm not Delilah, okay? I mean, she makes a heck of a lot more money than I do, but if you guys want me to play a song, we will. I don't know what song he wants to play, but it was supposed to be a lovey-dovey song, but, you know, hey, if that's what people want, that's what we do. This was an interesting study. How many of you guys do CrossFit? Apparently, if you do CrossFit 2 days in a row, it's not good for your health. Apparently doing CrossFit 2 days in a row can make you sick because it could suppress your immune system. Dr. Ramirez Tibana, lead author of the study from the Catholic University in Brasilia, said a rest day is important for recovery for subsequent training sessions. Okay, she said, after examining a group of experienced CrossFit participants perform workouts like the kettlebells, tire flipping, ring pull-ups, researchers found that 2 consecutive days of the popular high-intensity workouts triggered a strong metabolic response and reduced the levels of anti-inflammatory cytokines. These are proteins produced by white blood cells. They when you don't rest, your immune system suppresses. Then you can unfortunately be fatigued, you could have physiological stress, and you could even get sick. They say for non-athlete subjects who want to improve their health and quality of life through CrossFit training, we recommend that they decrease their training volume after 2 consecutive days of high-intensity training to prevent possible immunosuppression. Tabana said other alternative recovery techniques are regenerative training with low intensity and volume, massage, and cryotherapy. So, I get that. When your body goes through intense workouts, it does need rest. We really haven't talked about how much rest people need. You know, I mean, when we used to do aerobics years ago in the 80s, and I actually taught a class, you would do it like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. You know, it wasn't like an everyday thing. It was always an every other day aerobics. We would actually do weight training on the days in between. So it'd be weight training, then aerobics, then weight training, then aerobics. So you always had a day of rest in between. And so this is something that unfortunately gets forgotten. And I get that because, you know, when you, like for me, if I'm going to work out, and I do, I need to be very consistent. I have to almost be addicted to it, you know, where I can't go to bed until that workout is done. And so, I get that. But unfortunately, if it starts to suppress your immune system, that's not good. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thyroid dysfunction, especially if you start to creep up high, could be associated with increased risk for sudden cardiac death. Apparently, they looked at patients for about 9 years whose high levels of free T4 were a little higher, and they found that they had higher risk of sudden cardiac death. Now, some of you will say, well, wait a second, higher thyroid levels usually make you slimmer. Low thyroid is related to high blood pressure and high cholesterol and diabetes and obesity, etc. But that's what's so interesting. According to Dr. Chacker of the Netherlands, said our study findings suggest that persons with higher thyroid hormone levels, even within what we consider the normal range of thyroid function, have a 4-fold increased risk of sudden cardiac death compared to persons with lower thyroid hormone levels. Our hypothesis was that thyroid hormone levels could increase the risk of sudden cardiac death by changing levels of cardiovascular risk factors like blood pressure. And they were surprised to see what they saw. Yeah, you know, your free T4, a lot of times people will only get like a TSH done, a thyroid stimulated hormone, but your free T4 levels is what looks at your actual thyroid levels that are circulating. And so keep an eye on those, and I think anybody with thyroid dysfunction should be getting their heart looked at anyway. Leprosy has now been back in the news as there's a scare at... Oh, I apologize. I'm having volume come in. Sorry, let me mute that. Okay. Parents and students in Jurupa Valley, California are getting a little worried because two students at Indian Hills Elementary might be sick with leprosy. Letters were sent home and parents are like, what the heck is going on with this? School officials say the letter was sent out Friday out of what they called an abundance of caution. Some parents refused to send their children to school Tuesday after receiving the warning from the Jurupa Unified School District. It is unclear whether the two students are related to each other. Barbara Cole, the director of disease control for Riverside County, where the school is located, said a school nurse notified the health department of the possible cases on Friday, but it could take weeks to get the results back and to confirm if the kids actually had leprosy. Now, it's treatable now, and it's not as contagious as once thought. So I'm kind of amazed that what a great nurse to be able to spot that and be on top of it like she was. But I'm dying to know what the lesions look like, what prompted her to think leprosy of everything else. But the leprosy, it does have a distinct look to it, and the sores are pretty disfiguring, the skin peels. You actually spread it through mucus and nasal droplets, etc. But it's not as contagious as many people think. It's contagious, but it's not as scary. I was on Doug McIntyre and T-Ray this morning. They were talking about the flesh-eating bacteria. The flesh-eating bacteria is a lot faster and a lot easier spread. You can treat leprosy with antibiotics. They say many of the population is immune to the infection. The classrooms have been decontaminated, and the students in question are not in school. For parents right now, though, they need to make a decision for their children, but they're not recommending any precautions because there's not a risk at this time. So if somebody had leprosy and they walked into a store before you, you're probably not going to get the leprosy, okay? County health officials have scheduled a meeting after school Wednesday, and we'll be interviewing the patients of the affected children to see if they traveled to less developed countries. See, I guess there's almost 200,000 cases in Africa and Asia. It's rare, about 100 cases in the U.S. each year. So it's not a very common illness. But it's scary nonetheless. Speaking of scary, we've got spiders in the news. Spiders will actually tune their webs to catch prey. The spider silk will transmit vibrations that will give spiders information about the prey. And it's like tuning your guitar. So the eight-legged musicians will tune their strings, okay? And they are so tuned that when they are sitting at another area of the web, they know exactly what's going on. That's interesting because my little kitty cats were playing around in the backyard and they were going through some of the spider webs. See, black widows, their spider web is very haphazard. So you know when there's a black widow because the spider web is completely chaotic. Whereas some of these other pretty spider webs that have, you know, rings to it, those are not usually your black widows. So we're talking about the pretty ones. They say spiders self transmit vibrations across a wide range of frequencies, carrying information that spiders can use to locate prey, mates, or even check the structural integrity of the web. Researchers from the Oxford Silk Group, Oxford University Department of Engineering Science, and experts from Universidad Carlos III Department of Continuum Mechanics and Structural Analysis in Madrid studied the links between the web vibration and web silk properties. And they found that the musical patterns coming from the webs, tell them what's going on. This is so cool. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back on 877 Doc Dolly.
Rebel. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.